Hi there. The word for today is, do your best to resolve the issue. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 24, go and be reconciled. Settle matters quickly. Are your talents not being recognized and received? Do you have a particular gift or talent, yet God doesn't seem to be blessing you with success? Well, this may be your key. Jesus said if you are offering your gift at the altar and remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift. Go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly. Don't be led by your wounded ego. Be led by God's word. You say, but the person I had the issue with is no longer around, and yet I still feel troubled about it. Let me read two scriptures to you. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. For the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Second scripture is John 20, verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, said Jesus, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So share your feelings with someone worthy of your trust. Pray with them, openly confessing your wrongs and the guilt you feel. Prayer and the presence of an affirming friend can provide you the peace of mind you seek. After David murdered Uriah, his lover's husband, his guilt was overwhelming and he sought God's forgiveness. But Uriah wasn't around to hear his confession. He'd been dead almost a year. So David turned to Nathan the prophet and poured out his heart, saying, I have sinned. Nathan listened patiently and then told him, 2 Samuel 12, verse 13, the Lord has taken away your sin. So follow David's example, then put the issue behind you and move on. Okay? That's the word for you today.